Editor's note. The following story contains strong language which may be unsuitable for some readers. People who needed the downtown Barrie bus terminal to be made available as a temporary warming center were thankful it was last night, but now they want the people in charge to step up and create something permanent. Monday night's extreme weather alert prompted the city to designate the Maple Avenue building as a warming center for those who would otherwise be left out in the cold. At one point throughout the night, temperatures dropped to minus 34 Celsius. Dale, a Barrie man who was drinking coffee outside the terminal at 8 a.m. Tuesday, told Barrie Today he had been in and out of the terminal throughout the night to keep warm. When asked if it was the coldest night he has felt, Dale shook his head quickly while sipping his drink. "Nope, I've definitely felt colder, but couldn't tell you when. Truth is, though, when it reaches a certain temperature, cold is just cold," he said. "This was definitely a bad night and thankfully there's a place to warm up. Would be even better if there were several places to warm up, like affordable houses." On Monday afternoon, the city of Barrie announced the bus terminal would be available as a space to keep warm when Environment Canada says temperatures could get as low as below minus 30 C later in the evening. City councillors voted unanimously to approve a motion to split the $40,000 cost for the next 3 months with the County of Simcoe to fund an indoor warming center in downtown Barrie. Simcoe County Council has yet to consider the funding request, but Barrie's $20,000 would be used for a warming center regardless of the county's decision. City Council will consider final approval of the motion at its January 17 meeting. It is not yet known where the warming center would be located. Barrie Today asked Dale if he thought council's decision was a good one, or if it should have come sooner. "Look, last night and right now is a weather emergency, so everyone is looking to be the face of a warming center. The people down here need whoever is in charge to step up because every day is a goddamned emergency," he said. "We're not experiencing homelessness, we're f-king homeless. It's not an experience. Or if it is, maybe the people with all the money and power and influence could help us now experience a home. That would be a hell of an experience right now." A security guard at the terminal said he had seen around 20 different people come and go throughout the night. Kevin, 34, told Barrie Today he was from, in and around Penetanguishene. While he has been without a permanent place to live for 4 years, he said it was his choice and accepted having to be in the cold because of my choice. Still, he says he's thankful there was a center available to warm up in. "It's a good thing, no matter what anyone says," Kevin said. "Whether it's a choice to be on the streets or not a choice, compassion is never a bad thing to show, right?" Down near the cenotaph, Barrie Today spoke to a 21-year-old woman who identified herself as Susan. She said she was unaware the terminal was being used as a warming center and said she wishes she'd have known sooner. "I had a pretty rough night, so it really sucks that I didn't know. I'll head over now, but maybe there could be signs that go up in areas that have homeless people hanging out so those who don't know about help can get it," she said. Grace United Reverend Dr. Susan Eagle was outside Collier Street United Church with a few volunteers this morning giving out breakfast and coffee on behalf of the Ryan's Hope Breakfast to Go program. The initiative was created by Ryan's Hope and has happened every day for about a year, getting a nutritious breakfast to those who need it. Eagle said the breakfast usually takes place near the Salvation Army on Bayfield Street, but it was moved when that facility was declared in COVID outbreak. "If the warming center is opened up, then we may move to it, but we'll not know anything yet because with COVID there are a lot of rules to follow," Eagle said. "On a warm day, we'll maybe get 100 people, but this is the coldest day yet so numbers are down as people stay put to stay warm. We'll be moving over to the bus terminal later on today to accommodate the people that are there." Councillors also approved a motion that the city open a warming-only facility when an extreme cold weather alert is issued by Environment Canada or the temperature or wind chill is expected to reach minus 20 C for at least 2 hours.